This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
I'm so happy that you're here with me.
Really?
So Ryder has today, tomorrow off, and next week because he's going in today for knee surgery. I don't know if the audience is aware of that. He's been only talking about it for 6 months.
Yeah, I've only seen him like once this week, and I've heard about that knee surgery like 8 times.
Right?
Good luck though, Ryder.
Yeah. Now, his surgery today isn't until 1:30 p.m. So I was like, oh, you can like still come in and do the show. He's like, no, I can't. And I was like, why? He's like, because I have stuff I have to do before the surgery. I have to drink apple juice. Ooh, that's what he said.
That's a thing?
That's not a joke. I was like, what is that? What do you mean? Like, what does that do? He's like, I don't know. That's just what the nurses told me. Like, he's very nervous.
Oh.
So if anyone is listening right now that has him on Instagram or Twitter, maybe send him some well wishes because the guy's freaking out. 1:30 p.m., man. You can't come in. I have to prepare for my surgery. I have to shave my head. I'm like, dude.
I have to take my Flintstones multivitamins.
It's true. But anyway, Harley does the weekend show here on Hot 107, and I'm so happy that you're here to do the show with me and run the board.
Oh, I'm so happy too.
And you know what? Apologies in advance if we screw something up, but whatever. Like, we're here to have a good time.
Yeah, when in Rome.
When in... Right.
Yeah, Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, it wasn't.
Today...
And neither was the Lisa and Harley show, so...
No, I wouldn't say so.
Trending this hour.
Katherine Schwarzenegger, in a throwback video, chooses Chris Evans over Chris Pratt when asked which one she'd rather be with. How awkward is that?
That hurts me.
It hurts. It physically hurts me. So The Bachelor ran, I think it was last night. I just think those episodes are way too late for me as a morning show host. They start at like 9 o'clock at night and they go for 3 hours. Like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, you should write The Bachelor and tell them.
I should. Can you change that for me specifically? But get this, the actual Bachelor, Colton Underwood, he live tweets every episode.
Yeah.
So I tweeted him this morning and said, hey, Colton, have you found a wife yet or what? Because if not, I'm right here. Like, he is so gorgeous in my opinion.
I mean, he's fine. Like, I find him, he has like classic handsome good looks, but it's nothing I'd want to like return for every night of my life.
You think you'd get bored of Colton?
Oh, I'd get so bored of Colton.
Okay, you said some Disney movie is going to be...
Yeah, Hunchback of Notre Dame is getting re-upped, and it's being produced by the guy that played the snowman in Frozen.
Oh, wow. So you know it's going to be good.
You know it's going to be good.
Olaf? Oh. Are you kidding me?
Olaf.
Listen to this. The host of To Catch a Predator was arrested this week.
No, that's not good.
After being accused of issuing bad checks.
Oh, I thought that was going to be way worse. Like, there was one time where I just didn't eat Subway for a while, for some reason, if you remember that story.
Things people under the age of 15 would never believe millennials had to suffer through.
What is it, just like a Tamagotchi dying?
That could be on the list.
Yeah, okay.
You never know. Oh, I didn't feed my Tamagotchi.
The first time that happened to me, like, I might have cried. I can't remember, but I was very sad.
Well, it was like having a pet.
Yeah.
And what do you mean it's dead?
Yeah.
It's like pooping everywhere. You didn't clean up any of the poop. Just terrible parenting for an 8-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, my heart.
Okay. Number one on the list. Waiting until 9 p.m. to be able to talk on your phone because you ran out of minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people in 2002 that had the unlimited minutes, those were the ballers.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you can just talk on the phone all day and not worry about it?
You don't have to wait for the free time after 7 p.m.?
Number two on the list, going to a designated room to use the computer or internet. Like, kids today will never understand the battle of fighting over who gets the computer.
Yeah, and it was a super quiet room other than that buzzing sound.
And it would, like, your like parents would go on it late at night with the lights
off.
Yeah, they'd be on there playing You Don't Know Jack, the PC version. You're like, what is this? And they're like, it's too inappropriate for you. This one here says, looking through a tiny little hole to take a picture and then waiting like 10 days before being able to see that one picture.
Oh, for a second, I thought you were kind of getting pervy.
No. I mean, actually, that could come off very pervy. I apologize. But no, I meant like an actual camera where you look into it. And it's so funny reading this because Ryder was talking about how his daughter takes photos on his iPhone, right?
Yeah.
And when he did the hand motion of clicking an actual camera, looking into a camera instead of a phone, she didn't understand what that was because she's like, isn't a picture doing this? And she had like the selfie thumb.
Oh no.
Like, no, we're so old. But yeah, then you'd find all of your pictures that came out that somebody looked through.
Yeah, you had to trust the guy at London Drugs.
Nobody trusts the guy.
No.
Haven't we seen 24-hour photo or whatever that movie is?
There's a reason I don't work at London Drugs, and it's for that reason.
I love this one here. This is a tweet that went viral by a woman named Felicity. I feel sorry for Netflix era kids. They're never going to know the high-stake adrenaline of running to the bathroom or fridge in a single ad break with the beckoning call of a sibling or friend screaming, it's back on! And it sends you hurtling over furniture and bruising yourself to get back in time when the show starts.
Yeah.
Like, they can just pause it and go do something else and come back and just start right off where they left?
Yeah, like, come on. Like, oh.
They don't have to wait a week until the next episode. Like, remember when Friends would have those epic episodes where it was like to be continued and you'd have to wait a week to see what happened between Ross and Rachel? Yeah.
And you'd have to wait for the commercials in between that episode.
What are kids today going to say to the kids after them about, oh, when I grew up,
yeah,
you had to wait 13 milliseconds for your show to start. Like, what is there going to be to complain about soon?
Yeah, what's the equivalent of walking 40 miles uphill in a snowbank? Like,
so we have the top boy and girl name of 2018 here in Alberta specifically. And surprise, surprise.
What is it?
It's been the top name since 2013. For female, Olivia.
Wow. Is it? That's... I mean, I like the name Olivia, but it's just like, how is that the top
name? Why is it the top? Why is it so popular? Yeah. Olivia Munn?
I wouldn't give an Oscar to Seth Green, but that's kind
of... That's what you think of that?
Yeah,
maybe they're naming it their daughter after Olivia Newton-John. Everybody loves Grease. I don't know, but...
Grease wasn't built in a day.
As far as top boy name in 2018 here in Alberta...
I guess it's Liam. Liam Hemsworth, or maybe Liam Neeson. Liam Gallagher from Oasis, maybe.
Maybe they're Oasis fans. Wonderwall is a great track. Yeah,
Liam Payne?
That could be it.
Maybe, I guess.
That could totally be it.
Yeah, I guess Liam was second place last year, but I can't remember what was first place. Because I like the name Liam better, I think. But.
So interesting for people that are maybe expecting a baby.
Yeah.
Don't go with those names, because it's one of those situations where you're going to be at the park and you're going to yell, Olivia! It's time to go, and 17 Olivias are going to run over. Or are they? Nobody wants to leave the park. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Olivia, come here. I have a donut for you.
Okay,
you're going to be in
trouble.
If you
say that, though, like, I'll come running, too, no matter what if the name's Olivia or not.
I truly do think that my name is going extinct.
Really?
When are you ever going to see a baby named Lisa? It's like that viral tweet that's like, you never meet a baby named Deborah. That's not a thing.
That's true. Yeah, but I don't know. The Simpsons are still putting out episodes, and Lisa's still a character in there, maybe.
People in Alberta are naming their daughter Khaleesi, like the girl from Game of Thrones.
I mean, that'll
you
be
can't
cool
grow
now.
Up being Khaleesi.
Yeah.
Talk to me when you give birth to a dragon. Have you ever told a white lie to get someone to like you a bit more? Because Harley was just telling a story about what you said to a girl that you're trying to impress, and I just think it's so funny and random but brilliant at the same time. 780-784-7107, tell us what you've done to get the one.
Are you talking about the sound effect story?
No, I'm talking about coming home from seeing a financial advisor that doesn't actually exist.
I've never seen a financial advisor in my life.
I know.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things where I was like, financially independent or strong, that's a good quality.
It's get the girl going. This guy has his shiz together.
And I'm not saying that I am a financial advisor. That would be too boring.
It's so funny what we do to try and come off a little bit cooler before these people are trapped and they fall in love with us and then they find out that we're actually horrible humans and boring and lazy.
Gotcha.
Like the amount of times that a guy will text me and say, what are you up to? I'd lie and say, just got home from the gym. Never, never. If anything, I've been laying on the couch all day in my same mustard-stained gray sweatpants that have not been washed in months. And that's just what you have to do to try and get these people to be like, this person has their life together.
This person doesn't have those gray mustard-stained sweatpants.
And then they meet me and voila.
Yeah.
Be honest with us, because we're being honest with you. Harley doesn't have a financial advisor.
No, sometimes I'll lie and, well, I'm not, this isn't even a lie, but one of my main things is, yeah, I was on the back of a DVD cover for WrestleMania. And then like.
Were you?
Yeah. But
okay, well, that's just cool. That's just straight up cool, man.
I was like, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I don't mind it.
Have you ever watched yourself eat while being naked? It's
not
tragic.
Even naked. It's not good.
It's bad when I'm wearing 14 layers. But yeah, of course this business isn't doing well. Where are people even keeping their wallets?
Yeah, like, I don't even know. What if somebody didn't shower that day?
Yeah. Are the kitchen staff naked? Have you ever cooked bacon without a shirt on?
Oh.
Imagine running into people that you know at this restaurant.
Like a teacher, like even your parents, because they're in the same city. I don't want them to find out the sun tattoo I have around my belly button.
Oh, hi, Mom. Oh, this is nothing. Running into your ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend and now they know where your birthmark is? Like, no. This
tell
was
a, me about it.
This was a bad idea.
Yeah, it just
from
didn't
the
work.
Start. So Bieber's mom called Hailey Baldwin a gift.
How nice.
That is so wonderful. Like, what? I asked earlier, are there such things as amazing mother-in-laws? And we got a text from someone saying, my mother-in-law is the best. She'll mention how she loves that I keep my fiance on his toes and he needs someone like me. That was Olivia that wrote that in. Of course, her name's Olivia. Yeah. Number one name since 2013. We discussed that earlier as well. So we're asking you now, what is the ultimate compliment that you've gotten before? Because I think Hailey Baldwin being able to say, Justin Bieber's mom called me a gift.
Yeah.
Like, that should be at the top of your resume. It should be in your Instagram bio.
Unless you look like a box with ribbons on it. Then maybe it's not good if you're called a gift.
What? I will say that the best compliment that I've ever gotten was one time someone told me I wear my weight well and that I look like Blake Lively before she got her nose job.
Oh, the same thing was said to me, but like Ashley Tisdale instead of Blake Lively. One time somebody said, I broke the mold. And I had never heard that before.
And what exactly does that mean? Is that someone telling you that you can break down a wall really easily with a high kick?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Well, that too.
That too. But no, I guess it just means like uniqueness or something like that.
Oh, cool.
But I actually had to go home and like look it up and say, was this person insulting me?
What does this mean?
What does this even mean? I'm so confused. But
Conroy wrote in saying, I think the best compliment I've ever received, which is also my favorite, was I was once told, when you talk, I listen because you don't waste your words.
Oh.
Wow.
Can you talk to us?
Yeah, can you like call us and
let's hear that sweet, sultry voice.
There, you know what? Some of the best compliments out there, even if you don't mean it, everybody should just go to work today and tell someone they look thinner.
Yeah.
Wait, but not in a way that like they used to be big, but like you look good.
Look at their shoes.
Have you been working out?
And just like judge for yourself. Oh, do their shoes suck or are they good? And if they're good, compliment their shoes. And if they have bad shoes, then say they have nice eyes.
Alyssa texted in saying, the most shocking compliment that I got from my mother-in-law is that I was doing a great job as a mother. She's very open about how children should be raised, especially mine, but that just gobsmacked me. That's so nice. Just that reassurance that you're doing some good things.
Yeah.
Is pretty nice. This text here, I don't think they signed their name. I so wish that I could say I've gotten the nicest compliment from my mother-in-law. Unfortunately, she is the meanest, most horrible person. She's never said anything nice to me.
Oh.
My son, on the other hand, can't do anything wrong in her eyes. So I guess that's a compliment to me. I raised him to be a gentleman and she sees that. So I'll take that as the compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take what you can get, I guess. Like,
this text here from Taylor says, my mother-in-law calls me a breath of fresh air or a ray of sunshine. That is the goal.
Yeah. She also works for Tic Tacs and Tide.
Hot Mornings. Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.